Greetings. Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, there is a lot of news, quite a bit happening. I'm going to rehearse a little bit from last week, but before I do, there is a report yesterday that Benjamin Netanyahu suffered a serious head injury. There were conflicting reports coming out of Israel yesterday that some claiming that Benjamin Netanyahu suffered a severe head injury at the Ben-Gurion airport. Others are denying it, but we're going to watch that to see. I don't believe he did. I saw some news out of Israel last night, and Netanyahu, after he landed on Friday, would have been Saturday Israeli time, he was interviewed. So I don't think that is true. I don't think that's a true report. There's also talk about they found some surface-to-air missiles, maybe along the line of what might have taken out the young Kennedy boy and his family over there by Martha's Vineyard, John Kennedy's son, John Jr. Surface-to-air missile, which they appear these investigation believed that it wasn't pilot error. They think that there was an explosion in the air, possibly a surface-to-air missile that took out a wing of the plane. And then there haven't been much reports of how the salvage operations to retrieve that aircraft to see what damage was done to it. Well, there's reports that possibly there are some surface-to-air missiles that could possibly take out Donald Trump's jet. You know, Donald Trump is not going to be assassinated. He's not going to be poisoned. He's not going to be, he's not going to die via a bomb or his aircraft being shot down. He's going to live. He's going to continue. He's going to, this next 40 days is, everyone is watching. It is the most watched event, really. Ukraine, Israel, in the Middle East, you have these major, every day, major news on this scale. China is not major news right now. Ukraine is, but it's down the list. Israel is right up there at the top. Internationally, Donald Trump and this campaign, definitely here in this country, because of the consequences of what will happen if Kamala Harris, who she will not be the leader of this country. She will not be. I've even heard talk that she's considering maybe stepping down, stepping aside. We're going to see. She knows she's incompetent. She knows she's not ready for this gravity of responsibility. She's not. She knows it. She's in denial. She's in denial. But Trump is not going to be assassinated. This is the news in this country. The whole world is watching this election. All the leaders of the nations are watching. We in America, we are, you might say, we're just above looking down, and all that concerns us is the United States. We're not concerned too much about international politics, what's happening internationally. We want to make sure the Walmarts don't shut down, Costco's don't shut down, dollar stores. We want a new car next year, the latest, the greatest. But we're not watching internationally what the nations are thinking. why they're watching America in this election. They're watching two things, three things. They're watching Ukraine, they're watching Israel, and they're watching the United States. This election is going to affect the whole world. When the new president comes to power, the objective of the new president is to go to war with the nations, to go to war with Russia, to increase operations in the Middle East and Syria, to send more military to the Pacific, into the Asia, the Far East. This new administration is going to take the United States to war with the nations. War is inevitable. Inevitability. Now, Donald Trump, I just hate to repeat this, but I have to. Donald Trump is not going to be the final president or power, head of power in the United States. He won't be. Kamala won't. There will never be an American president, a female president. There'll never be a Ms. President. It will not happen. And the one who's coming, the individual who's coming, tried to go to war at the end of his previous administration before Trump. What he couldn't do then, he will do once he resumes power in this country. And I'm afraid that the leaders of the other nations, they have intel that we don't have. And their intel is saying that the president prior to Donald Trump never really left power. He was always in the background, but engaged. Even though he wasn't visible, he was engaged in all of the departments, the agencies of continuity of government. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extra extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your...
And this is the end for Hamas and Hezbollah. And now the Houthis in Yemen. The end has begun for them also. They continue to lob rockets into Israel, ballistic missiles. So Israel, about 18 hours ago, took a little trip into Yemen airspace, took out, attacked two more ports, and one of their main power stations. They're going dark. The reports now coming out of the Middle East by many of the Arab papers, the Arab nations, even collectively, have no chance in a war with Iran, with Israel. No chance to win. Israel will continue the campaigns. They fire a Yemen, five ballistic missiles. They're trying to target Ben-Gurion Airport, and Israel takes out two more ports and their power station. Three more terrorists were after Hassan Nasrallah, his death last week. After his demise, they've taken out another three commanders, and many more high-ranking officials, even coming from Iran. Israel, this campaign has just begun. Israel has the momentum, and with this type of momentum, these technologies that Israel is using, the United States Defense Department, the English, the French, the Germans, Russians, Iran, they're fighting, they're realizing that there is no better air force in the world that exists, no better pilots than the Israeli Air Force. The pilots, the best in the world, the best that there has ever been. The United States doesn't want to admit that. We have more planes, jets, fighters, pilots, but the Israeli pilots are the very best. This aircraft, these pilots, the aircraft that they are in control of, is just like playing racquetball. Perfect control. Perfect balance. They know the shot before they take it. Then with the technology with the peering, see-through, invasive equipment they're using to look into the buildings to find all of these rockets, all of these missiles, where these mortars to launch the systems to launch these mortars. Israel knows where they are. They've been taking them out. Right now, in Hezbollah, most of Hezbollah's weapons, as far as rockets, are located, and a great majority have been destroyed. The commanders, they're down to second and third tier commanders now. Not too many second tier. Top tier commanders are almost non-existent in Hezbollah. They're non-existent in Hamas, except for Yahya Sinwar. Yahya, if he stays in the tunnels much longer because of the mold, he's going to have lung problems. He's going to have issues. So he's trying to stay above ground. He's not moving. If anyone goes to visit him, it's one person at a time, if that. His days are numbered. The power structure has been decimated to the second and now to the third tier. The operatives, commanders, and then Israel hits Yemen. Two ports, once again. These ports are ablaze. It's like Gehenna. And the power plant. Well, last week, almost 2 weeks ago, Israel sent Hezbollah into the Dark Ages. I've been reading this Sky News anchor, this report she gave about this political strategist from the United Arab Emirates. I'm going to read it again because this is even more pertinent today than it was last Thursday. Here's what he has to say. You dare to strike at a smart and a courageous nation on October 7th, committing genocide, kidnapping their children, violating their women. You thought they would fall, but they rose again, returning after 11 months to correct what had only momentarily slipped their intelligence. Now they will send you back 1,000 years to a time without technology, where a ringtone feels like a death knell, and a beep like a nightmare. You will be haunted by your own shadow, too afraid to use any technology, cut off from the advanced world. And they will defeat you, not with bullets or with tanks. And they're not going to defeat God's plan in America with ballots. George Soros, I'm going to interject this. He buys 25% of the radio stations in this country to the Christian people and to the non-Christian people. Understand this. Jesus Christ is building his kingdom. It cannot be shaken. Soros could buy 100% of the radio stations. He's not going to stop God's kingdom in power. He's not going to keep Christ from returning. 25% of the radio stations? Well, it doesn't mean a thing to God, to Christ. His kingdom is just an expansion of the kingdom of heaven. Okay, I'm going to go back to this article. So these people they're going to be afraid to use any technology, cut off from the advanced world. They will defeat you, not with bullets or with tanks, but through the unbreakable will of brave, intelligent people over a simple cup of coffee. with one decisive click, they will seal your fate and the fate of anyone who dares harm their children. This is a nation the world respects. Hezbollah's pager attacks and today's V2 strikes are not merely military victories, but represent a triumph for the Middle East over radicalism, a victory not only for Israel, but for all who stand against terror. And that's the end of the quote. And then the anchor, she says this: nobody knows what will happen next in the Middle East. Well, we know what happened just a day later. Israel went into Yemen, took out their big power plant, and attacked two more ports. Big damage. It's out of Yemen that they're sending these drones to shoot these ships out in the Red Sea before they go up to the Suez Canal. America can't take them out. America's done nothing to these terrorists in Yemen. Not a thing. America is crippled because God has crippled the United States because they're not to interfere with Israel's campaigns against these enemies. These are ancient enemies. God says he's going to give them the wisdom and everything needed to defeat these terrorists. America couldn't do that, but Israel can. Israel will. And this makes people mad. People are upset. They hate Israel. They hate the Jewish people. And to the Christian people, you who say that the Israel and the Old Testament is unimportant, that the stories in the Old Testament are history and they're not for today. No, that's not true. Nobody knows what will happen next in the Middle East, but I know without any doubt, according to this anchor, I know without any doubt in my mind, I know who I'm rooting for. And it's not the terrorists who celebrate death. It's the country fighting desperately for life. This is the way God views it. And she's correct. And this political strategist, he was correct too. You can't beat Israel. Not at this point. The one of the last things that Hassan Nasrallah, and now they say that he is a descendant of Muhammad, and there's going to be hell to pay. No, there's going to be hell to pay for more of Muhammad's children and the people of Islam if they don't repent. God is trying to reach them. The whole Arab world, God is not against the Arab world. He's against the religion of death. That's what the world is against. God is against it too. Israel is against it. The religion of death. The religion of control, of witchcraft. For the people that don't know Islam, that are Muslim, Islam is a religion of witchcraft. Many of your leaders, of the leaders in Islam, are in secret societies like Freemasons. And I don't mean dabblers. I mean deep into it. That's why you see open sacrifice. It's a religion of terror. It's a religion of hate. Religion of death. And Israel is a nation that is fighting for the life of the Israeli Jewish people and for the people of the nations of the world. Rick Rodriguez, what America can't do and the nations can't do, Israel will do. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return in a few minutes.
Moving Day, A Walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code Naturally Inspired for our special offer.
Monday through Friday from 11 until 1, the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts archived on 1360khnc.com podcast section, Present Truth site. Weeknights 6 to 7, the first hour is aired on AM radio here in Johnstown, Colorado, 1360. Here at KHNC. You know, people wonder, many Christians consider the Jewish people no longer part of God's plan. God is no longer interested in them. Christ is not interested in them. I wonder what Christ has to say about the Jewish people. What did Jesus Christ say about them? What he says is important. What we believe is irrelevant. Well, the book of Revelation, Christ gave John a complete vision and told John to write down everything that was spoken, everything that he saw. So here's what Christ thinks about the Jewish people. I'm going to read it to you. For you who are anti-Semite, that you don't believe that God still has a plan with the Jewish people. This is what John wrote. As Christ revealed it to him, John documented this right here. Revelation chapter 7. After these sayings, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, and that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. I saw another angel ascending from the east, having a seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. There'll be a time when God is going to punish the earth, and he's going to affect the sea and the environment. Verse 3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The servants of our God? This must be the Christian people. No, let me read verse 4. I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000. Of all the tribes of Israel. Oh, no, he must be mistaken. He's talking about the Christian people, the born-again people of God. No. The servants of our God, seal them in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, 144,000, of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribes of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim, there were 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh, there were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. That's what Jesus Christ thinks of the Jewish people, his servants. He sealed them in their foreheads to protect them from the judgments of God that are coming upon the earth and the sea. So for the Christian people that are anti-Semitic, that don't believe that believe that God is going to punish the Jewish people for crucifying Christ. Christ said that no man could do anything to him unless he allowed it. And he gave up his life willingly for mankind. Nobody took his life from him, not the Jews. They were used. But no man took his life. He laid it down willingly. So this is what the Lord Jesus, what he thinks of present day Israel. There is a Psalm 84. And in Psalm 84, speaking of the Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, people hate him. People dislike him. Jewish people, they want to replace him. But here's what it was said about the king of Israel. And it says this here. Behold, O God, our shield, look upon the face of the anointed. And in the translation is look at the individual that is ruling your people. Look upon him and protect him. God is protecting Benjamin Netanyahu from the Jewish people who want to move him out, remove him, from those in the IDF that don't like him, from the nations that hate him, from the Biden administration and the Obama administration who hated him, from the anti-Semitic politicians in this country that hate him, that hate Israel. But the Jewish people are to pray that God protect their leader. It refers to Christ, protect him also, but also to protect the King of Israel, the one who is fighting a battle not just with bullets and rockets and aircraft, but he's fighting a battle politically against this administration, against all of the nations, for the most part, in the Middle East, against the terrorist groups, against his own people who are protesting to have him removed because he can't get the hostages back. He has no control over that. And in spite of all that, God, according to Psalm 84, he is to be prayed for, that God protect him and further his cause. In one translation, it says, Yahweh Sabaoth, the God of the armies of Israel, further his cause, further his plan, further what you have instructed him to do, establish it, further it, that he may win the victories and the regional war against the terrorists and against public opinion. And he's doing it. For all you Christians who are anti-Semitic, go to Revelation chapter 7. This is just one chapter I could read from. Go to chapter 7. Jesus Christ calls them his servants, the Jewish people. Oh, that's a shocker. I thought we Christians were the only people of God. No. And in the nations, there are people that are not wicked. They're also the sheep of God. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Calvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Calvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Okay, so this is what Jesus Christ thinks of his servants, the Jewish people, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's going to win this war. He's going to finish it. He's not going to die. He's not going to die in an air. He's not going to be assassinated like Trump. He's not going to be poisoned. He's not going to be, there's not going to be a rocket coming in from a distance that kills him. He's not going to die in being shot down by a surface-to-air missile. He is going to finish this regional war. The adversaries within in Gaza, Israel's taking back all of Gaza. They're taking every inch, square inch back. Benjamin Netanyahu gave it away in 2005. Big mistake. Now he's come to reclaim it in the West Bank. He's coming to reclaim that also for Israel. And these enemies do not have a chance. The enemies, they're either going to ask God to forgive them for their hatred of the Jewish people and their anger and their evil deeds, or these soldiers are going to die in the battlefield. The commanders are going to continue to die. Israel knows everyone in the West Bank. And guess what? Guess what these individuals did? They didn't turn in their weapons, but they do not have pagers. They do not have walkie-talkies. They do not have cell phones. They are in the dark. No advanced technology for them. Israel knows what is happening in the West Bank. And these people, these soldiers, these terrorists, they're either going to leave and go east into Jordan and then come back to attack Israel at a later date, or they're going to try suicide attacks, and they're going to die. Every one of these terrorists that attacks and kills one Jewish civilian, Israel goes in immediately into the West Bank and flattens his house, his home, right to the ground. Even his mother and five or six brothers and sisters are there. The American people right now, because of a corrupt government, you see what's happening with the people of this country. Even in the Democratic Party, the Democratic voters are starting to wake up. They're starting to realize they have been supporting a apparatus of terror. They have been supporting a system that is not looking out for even their best interests. They're going to be taxed just as heavily as the conservatives or the MAGA people. They're going to be taxed. They're going to have food shortages. They're going to be made to walk a straight line, and eventually they're going to have to stay on good terms with the powers that be, and eventually they're going to have to take the mark of the beast. They're going to have to make a decision. The Democratic voters, they have built the guillotines that are going to end their lives also. They have built this apparatus of terror, and it's too late. It's too late. But in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, this is just the beginning. And now the sweep is beginning to the war, and the conflict is moving from Hezbollah in Lebanon more towards Syria. Bashar Assad has decisions to make. Is he going to take his terrorists to war with Israel? And I know he's probably going to begin to talk to King Hussein of Jordan. They're pretty tight-knit. We need to work together. There's going to be a big one final gathering of the terrorist minds, the leaders, saying if we don't push together, Israel, we don't have a choice. We don't have a chance. They can't push together. They still won't have a chance. We cannot change what the Bible says in Psalm 83. It is detailed. It is very specific. All of the people involved, all the families, all the nations involved in this Gaza war. And it gives you detailed accounts of what's going to happen to the leaders. They're going to die in the open, in view of the whole world, violently, as violent as they have been in destroying innocent lives for the last 20, 30, 40 years. They are going to die openly, violently, and in some places, in some instances, they have to go in and get DNA samples of tissue to see whose DNA it was, because they can't find really a whole body. It's in Psalm 83. And the Jewish people and the Christian people, the Jewish Christians, don't know about it. The Gentile Christians are unaware of it. But you, in this audience, you are aware of that great prophecy. Rick Rodriguez, I'll finish out the hour in a few minutes.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Monday through Friday from 11 until 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth. Weeknights, 6 to 7, the first hour is aired on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado, and we cover a fairly large footprint in northern Colorado up into Wyoming and eastern Colorado and really over the peaks into Kremling. Don't tell anybody. I don't want them going out there. We don't need all these people just going up to mosey around and try to find beautiful places to build million-dollar homes and destroy everything. So don't tell them about Kremling or North Park. And also the podcast for both hours are on 1360khnc.com. And there was one thing I wanted to mention about Donald Trump. He continues to gain momentum, and he is the most talked about individual in the last 15 years, more talked about than Barack Obama, than Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, in spite of all of their evil deeds. Donald Trump right now worldwide, next to Vladimir Putin, well, along with Vladimir Putin, Benjamin Netanyahu, and to some degree Xi Jinping, Joe Biden is least talked about. Trump is getting more media coverage than anybody really in the United States and almost worldwide also. And Hillary hates him. Why does Hillary hate Donald Trump so? Why the deep, deep hatred? Well, number one, she's in secret society. She's Illuminati. And they hate Christians. They hate people that believe in the very God of the universe himself, Jesus Christ. They hate God. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate the Holy Spirit and the Godhead. In the Godhead, you have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Donald Trump is a Christian. Paul, the apostle in Corinthians, said that we have to examine ourselves to see if we be of the faith, meaning many Christians are just nominal in name only. They believe in God, but they are not truly Christians. They don't really know Christ. But they're nominal. They believe that there is a God. Well, the demons believe there is a God, and they tremble. They tremble. So the demons believe in God too. And nominal people, nominal Christians believe in God, but they are not truly born again. And Paul said you need to examine yourself to see whether or not you're of the faith. And as a minister, I examine the friends, the people I'm around, you know, to examine them to see if they are truly Christians. I've been in churches where they're not Christians. They're devil worshipers. They're Satanists sneaking cunningly in, pretending to be Christians, but they're devil worshipers. Well, Donald Trump is truly a believer. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial,